Imogen, just weeks to go now before the Mitsubishi Motors Badminton Horse Trials. How do you feel from your perspective preparations are going?
Yeah, they're going really well. So the horses have been in work since January now. So they have just done their first event. They'll have a couple more runs before badminton. And then it's just sort of galloping and training and getting everything all together until we get there.
It's undoubtedly one of the highlights in the equestrian calendar. So in terms of the training regime, do you up the ante in the weeks leading up to the event?
They tend to work pretty hard up until the week before. And then that week going into badminton, you tend to ease off them a little bit. You've done all your gallops, all your training, everything like that. And then they have a last gallop on the Monday. And then from there on in, it's generally a little bit easier just to get them feeling as well as they can for the actual event.
Obviously, Sam's competing with two horses. Is that more pressure for you guys in terms of the backroom staff?
Yeah, you know, two is, it's a lot of work. One is quite nice and easy, but two is just, you know, it's one more to get ready. It's one more to take out grazing when you're there. It is a lot more work, but, you know, you're always busy whether you've got one or two or, you know, whatever you've got going on, there's always enough to keep you flat out for the whole week.
It's very much a team feel in terms of success in this sport. So tell us a little bit about the team here in Dorset.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely couldn't do my job without everyone that I've got at home running around after me, having to do all the jobs that I can't do. So definitely, we're really lucky here. We've got a team of five people, and we've got a second head. So she keeps everything going whilst Sam and I are away. So I've got sort of trust in her that she's still looking after all the other horses that we've got, not just the two going to badminton. And yeah, we've got a really lovely group of people, makes a really nice atmosphere on the yard. And then that reflects on the horses. So nice people and happy horses.
Let's talk about the two horses and just their characters, because you know them so well. You work with them day in, day out.
Yeah, so Paulette Brocker, she definitely knows she's sort of top dog. They're both lovely horses to work with. But they tend, when they're at the top, they tend to go a bit more introvert. You know, they do a lot of training. They have a lot of attention. So I quite like to do the bare minimum, but I don't like to always be sort of fussing over them. They get a good time out in the field and stuff like that. But yeah, so Paulette Brocker, she's pretty strong-minded. She goes where she wants and she's quite strong. But she's, you know, she's really sweet and kind, and exactly the same with Happy Times. He's, you know, been around a long time now, knows what he needs to do and when he needs to do it. And yeah, they are pretty inseparable, which can be a bit of a nightmare. They are, yeah, so they're stabled next to each other at home. So they go everywhere together, which can be a bit stressful when one goes away from the other. But that sort of makes them who they are.
And when you get to an event such as badminton, a very, very intense couple of days for you.
Yes, definitely. It's always a huge relief when Delory drives out of the drive. There's no more that you can do. Everything's hopefully packed. And in a way, once you're there, you have to try and just relax and enjoy it. You know, you've done all the work, been here, there and everywhere. So as soon as the lorry drives out of the drive, you kind of have to just breathe a sigh of relief that you've managed to do that. But yeah, it's sort of nerve-wracking for a while, but it comes around quite fast. You don't really get enough time to think about it.
I was going to say about the emotions, the nerves. I mean, relive Sam's victory last year, because it is such a team effort.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, it is a whole team, everything to Sam, Lucy, you know, everyone on the yard, the physio, the vets, everyone. You know, it was pretty amazing. We luckily had our amazing physio there. She got to see it and be in it. And, you know, it's not just, you know, Sam and Lucy and the horse and I, it's everyone. And I think that's what makes it what it is. It was pretty special, and we were really lucky when we got home. Some of Sam's old friends and old staff and physio had all decorated the yard and decorated Brox's stable, and we had a good little party in the house that night. And yeah, it was just it was very personal, but it was couldn't have been better. So,
and I guess moments like that to make all the hard work pay off.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it'd been tough at home before badminton, and you know, we'd been really busy with all the staff had really had to push out the boat, and it was just what you know, for everyone, it was what everybody needed just to make everything worthwhile. So,
and generally a good feeling then going into this year's event. You're happy with how preparations are going?
Yeah, they both went out on the weekend and did really well. So they've got two more runs now, so it's not many. And yeah, no, they're all going really well. So hopefully, fingers crossed, everything keeps going well and you're not there until you're there.